The sun may be shining and the snow may be melting, but the effects of this year's harsh winter are still lingering. The ice and cold damaged some of Michigan's fruit trees. Kern State's Emmanuel Berry spoke with Mark Longstroth, no relation to me, Lindstrom, the extension, a small fruit educator. Emmanuel, how might Michigan's fruit crop shape up this spring?
Well, in part, it kind of depends on the winter. If, God forbid, it gets cold and we have another frost, things might not go so well. But regardless of that, the impact of winter will be felt. Mark Longstroth said that peaches and wine grapes might be damaged because of the cold temps. They're the most vulnerable fruits, and they can suffer severe damage when temperatures reach 15 degrees below zero.
We got down to, minus 13, minus 17, and into the minus 20s across large areas of the state and the southern tier of counties. Many of the peaches are grown close to Lake Michigan, and a lot are grown in Berrien County. And so we're telling people that we think there's about a 50% reduction in the peaches. Now, that means that some guys have been wiped out and other guys haven't suffered much damage. And with peaches, you have a lot of flowers on the tree, but you don't need all those flowers to be a peach because they would normally thin 80 to 90% of them off and to get large peaches for sale. So it's kind of hard to say. We can say that, peaches were hurt and wine grapes were hurt by the cold, but we really don't have a real good idea of how bad the damage is until they start to grow some more and we can see how they respond.
What about cherries and apples? Do they survive the cold better or have a higher tolerance for colder temperatures?
Oh, apples have the highest tolerance for cold temperatures. We generally don't worry about the flower buds of apples until we get down into the minus 20s, minus 25 or colder. We may see some apples show some damage, but I don't expect widespread damage. And apples are an awful lot like peaches. They have many more flowers than you need for a full crop. With an awful lot of the fruit crops, we had a very heavy crop last year, and that kind of stressed the plants and made them perhaps less winter hardy. But it also reduced the fruitfulness for this coming year. So we're going to have, last year we had like 2 years worth of crop of apples and grapes, and this year we'll have a more normal, perhaps less than average crop. With cherries, it's a little harder to tell. We had a really nice winter for just being able to withstand the cold, because when it got cold, it stayed cold and it didn't warm up and get warm and then get cold again. It just stayed cold for the whole time. So we were really well set up to withstand those cold temperatures. And so cherries are a little bit harder. We're seeing some damage in sweet cherries, and we're seeing a little bit of damage in tarts where we've been out looking. So it's kind of hard to tell because cherries are often hurt by spring freezes, and the fact that our spring is starting so late reduces the chance that we're going to have a spring frost, because the plants will be growing more slowly, and when it warms up and it gets a freeze, they won't be as far advanced and won't be as susceptible to temperatures just below freezing because they haven't reached that stage of development yet.
So it's almost kind of been a plus that there's been such thick ice coverage near the lake, near Traverse City, because it hasn't thawed, so we haven't had
But the bad part of having ice on that lake on Traverse Bay and in Lake Michigan was, while Lake Michigan protected us at the beginning of the season, the coldest temperatures we saw in southwest Michigan were the first week of January. The West Coast skipped an awful lot of that until we got the cold temperatures at the end of February and March, when Lake Michigan was almost frozen over, and so the lake didn't help us as much then. That's when they saw the coldest temperatures up north, was pretty late in the season, about 3-4 weeks ago.
Now, as you said, we're entering a late thaw this year, but still, how this year's crop turns out will in part be determined by how spring ends up shaping up. So I guess first, what's the best case scenario for weather this spring in relation to fruit crops?
Well, the best case scenario would be that it gets warm and stays warm. The other more likely scenario is that we will have a cool spring and might be a week or two late when we harvest at the the other end, but because we were late, we didn't get any freezes, and so that those people who suffered freeze damage in the winter don't suffer a frost. It's not unusual for cherries when they start to come out to get a freeze, and that freeze might kill 90% of the cherries in an area, and we haven't seen anywhere near that amount of winter damage. We're looking at maybe 25-30% at the most in the tart cherries I've looked at, and so if we don't get a freeze, we'll probably have a fairly decent cherry crop and peach crop, and the apple growers will be worrying about how they can thin off their excess crop.
So potentially a good year for growing.
Well, because last year was such a really good year, we had such a heavy crop, we don't anticipate a year like last year, but we'd be pretty happy with an average year.
Not only was this winter cold, but there was also a lot of heavy snowfall. What are some of the pros and cons of that heavy snowfall in relation to growing?
Well, snow is very helpful for somebody who's like a strawberry grower, where the snow protects, acts as the insulating blanket. And even though it got very, very cold, down here we had 2 feet of snow on the ground for most of the winter. And it's just, you know, melted off just recently. So the snow provides an insulating blanket. And in the winter of 94, we got down into the mid-minus 20s and saw extensive damage in peaches and cherries and grapes down here. And they were killed to the snow line. And so many of the grapes came back from that portion of the trunk that was covered by snow. For most of the others, the most sensitive part of the fruit tree is the graft, that area between the rootstock, a variety that we selected to control the size or the nutrition of the top, and then what we call the scion, that's the top part of the tree, which is a cutting that we took, say, like for Red Delicious. From the original Red Delicious tree, every Red Delicious that's grown now is a cutting off that original tree. Or for Honeycrisp, an apple that's very, very popular, every Honeycrisp tree is actually a cutting that's been grafted on a rootstock and is a clone of the original Honeycrisp tree that was bred in Minnesota.
A lot of people would say that this winter was extreme. Is this something that farmers are having to deal with more and more often?
Well, certainly not extreme of this nature. I had a lot of people tell me that this was, you know, the type of winter they remembered from their childhood in Michigan with lots of snow, though many admitted that they don't remember it being as cold for as long as it was cold. They remembered it being cold and getting warm and being cold and getting warm. We're more worried about extremes like we had 2 years ago when we started warming up very, very quickly, and by the middle of March, we were where we should have been at the end of April, and then we started to get the normal freezes that we would have gotten in April and suffered severe damage there. So that's one thing. Some fruit growers have the ability to buy crop insurance, and so the government subsidizes their insurance premium. They couldn't afford to pay the premium by themselves if they had to cover the risk of the crop, but the government pays part of the premium, and the grower pays part of the premium. And so if they lose their crop to frost, they will get reimbursed for the level of insurance that they bought. And so like the minimum amount of insurance they could get is 50%. So if they lost 60% of their crop, they get reimbursed for the 10% that they lost if they took care of everything. Or if they lost 100%, they get reimbursed for 50% of the crop, and they can often buy up to 60, 70, 80% coverage if they want to pay more on a premium, because the government only covers their base. We anticipate that if the climate gets warmer, you know, that we will have a longer growing season with the spring starting earlier and the growing season going longer into the summer, so we might be able to grow more varieties that are better suited for areas to the south of us, but there's really no preparing for something that's a bolt out of the blue like this winter was. We felt pretty good coming into the year because we'd already seen a couple of temperatures below zero, but we didn't realize that we were going to go down close to 20 about four times.
What does this look like regionally? Are we seeing similar issues in states to the south of us?
The cold weather conditions that hit us also hit areas to the south, Indiana and Ohio and Illinois, Pennsylvania and New York. So it's a pretty widespread phenomenon. And even though many growers may have a reduced crop, because we have a short crop here in the eastern United States, there's a possibility that they'll have a pretty good market with a good price for their fruit.
Mark Longstroth is a small fruit educator for MSU's Extension Program. Mark, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Emmanuel.
This segment is supported in part by the Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. For more news on the Great Lakes Basin, you can check out greatlakesecho.org.